Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show, Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up? What's happening?
626, do we need to stall for time for sports, or do we have enough to talk about today?
I think I got a few things here.
Okay, all right. Well, let's do it then. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports is brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud, you got me all off.
I know, dude, I'm all off. And then I'm like, wait, do I keep going? Well, I've been doing this for years,
hey,
folks.
Hey, cheers.
Cheers. That's right. Get stocked up with Bud Distributing. As always, drink responsibly. All right, Hunter, the floor is yours. Obviously, I can't do this, so just figure it out.
Floor is mine. All right, let's go. First update. I got to update you on
pickleball.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yes.
Pickleball.
Played the second night last night, and nobody showed up, so we kind of had our own court. It was kind of nice. So got to play a bunch of matches last night. I like it.
Yeah? You having
fun? I do like
it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the worst one there, for sure. But there was a time where I, like, stopped and thought to myself, I'm like, I'm getting kind of angry.
Yeah,
and that's good. That means you're into it. You know, you can't get angry if you're bored.
Yeah, yeah.
So that right there told me, all right, I like this. You know, it's fun. I do suck. You know, one thing I noticed. I see two pickleballs. I need to go get my eyes checked for sure. It's a yellow ball. And it's a white bag. Nobody else has a problem seeing it, so it's not an excuse. I think I need those Horace Grant glasses.
Which ones are those?
Those big, like, you know, the basketball players use.
Oh,
the big,
yeah.
Goggles,
yeah.
Or whatever.
The sport ones?
The big Coke bottles, you know? But it's fun, man.
I would love to see you out there in that. That would crack me up, man.
You know? Let me give a shout-out to Mark from Henry's. He's a manager over there at Henry's.
Yeah.
He's just working us, man.
Nice.
Working us on the court.
Yeah, some people, man, they're made for it. They're made for
it. He's got a nasty backhand. That's what I learned, too. The backhand,
yeah,
pretty tough. It's tough. So this is what it is. Okay, imagine this. You blow up the ping pong table, all right? It's a lot like ping pong, but unlike ping pong, you swing at the ball like a tennis, like you're playing tennis.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of a good analogy, really. And I'm confused between the two because there's times when that pickleball comes at me and I hit it like a ping pong ball and it goes nowhere.
Yeah, you got to
start laughing.
You got to still put some oomph into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't be a little baby back bitch with it. So
yeah, which I am sometimes, but yeah, I'm gonna go back. It's fun.
You keep it up, buddy. You're gonna be a pickleball pro in no time. Huh?
Pickleball wizard. They're going to make a song about me.
He's a pickleball wizard. It has to be a trick. The pickleball wizard's got such a supple wrist. I already wrote the song for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. My entrance to the winner's circle.
He's played three games and listened to him. Ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. And you're right. Pickleball. All right, moving on. There were some scores from last night. NCAA men's college basketball. Michigan beat Northwestern. You're damn right. 68-51. Michigan, I was talking with my buddy about it the other day. I get pretty streaky.
Yep.
I guess, who was it? They played a team where they beat by like 30, and then they got smashed by the same team like a couple nights later.
Oh, yeah.
What? Yeah. Anyway, if you're into college basketball, Eastern Michigan can be at Ball State tonight, 6:30. Ball State. Let's see. Oh, there's a game Sunday. It's going to be a good basketball game. Ohio State at Michigan at 1 o'clock.
Ooh.
You know, there's going to be no football on. But, hey, the Pro Bowl's going to be on. I don't know. It's going to be a tough decision.
Tough decision on which one we're going to watch there.
Just saying.
I think they're doing some other events. And maybe you mentioned this or, I don't know, someone else did. But I think they're doing, like, a dodgeball thing or something like that.
Yeah, really?
Something like that. Or maybe I just saw a photo of, I don't know.
See if you could type that into Google while I give us these NBA scores real quick.
The events?
The events of the Pro Bowl.
Okay, I'll Google
it. So while he's typing that in real quick, NBA last night, Lakers beating the Pacers 112-111. Close match there. There was a video clip of LeBron from a few weeks back, I believe, where he got fouled, last shot, missed it, and just goes berserk. It's all over the internet right now. You can find all the reels and clips. But, yeah, LeBron. Ron getting pissed off in his old age, man. But, hey, they pulled one out last night. Bulls beating the Hornets 114-98 last night. There you go for your basketball. Did you find anything on that?
Yeah, there's a couple things. So they already have done a few things. Well, that's Sunday's game information. Again, it's kind of hard to, like, hone in on the, you know.
Because nobody cares. Nobody's writing about it. No. Events. The whole Pro Bowl thing is just.
Okay, so here, Thursday. So yesterday, they had the lightning round. It is a three-event elimination challenge consisting of 20 players from each conference. Each player that survives an event moves on to the next event. The challenge would continue until there's just one player left.
Hmm.
Let's see. You got the splash catch. Best
not
catch.
Not much information.
No. So they did like a lightning round where there's some different things. Thrill of the spill. Okay. Yeah. So you did the splash catch. Pairing from each conference will toss water balloons back and forth from increasing distances. You had the high stakes. Advancing players will attempt to catch punts from the jugs machine.
Huh.
And then thrill of the spill was the final one. They will aim at targets attached to a bucket hanging above the head of an opposing conference's coach.
Is this like an NFL fun day? What is this, recess?
It sounds like it, right? Yeah.
You know? Were they going to get their face painted up too?
Yeah. Yeah, hey, Tom Brady's a tiger this year.
You put a tiger on my face, paint it. You get little goldfish from putting ping pong balls in the
And when everyone's done, they all get to have orange slices and Gatorade. It's
Capri Suns.
Capri Suns. Sorry, yeah. You can also have the precision passing.
Mm-hmm.
Quarterback.
I think that one's fun to watch.
Yeah. I always like too when they just try and throw out their arm, trying to see how far they can throw it.
Got a question. It'd be interesting to interview a few, like, ex-NFL players from back in the day. I think it kind of pisses them off watching the Pro Bowl. Like, it was blood, sweat, and tears back in the day when we had to play.
That was an actual game.
We had a full week of practice, and it was a hard-nosed practice.
Yeah.
We were talking about it on the Dan Patrick Show the other day. The guy was like, it was unbelievable. It was almost harder than the practice we had on our teams.
Yeah.
He was talking about some coach that they had, who was the head coach for, you know, one of the teams at that year. He said it was ridiculous. It was boot camp, he said.
Everything was harder back in the day. They worked them a lot harder. The medical staff wasn't as good. They were just getting their asses whooped constantly. And now they got, like, masseuses on the sidelines and heated tents and, yeah.
It's crazy.
Bunch of pussies is what they are.
It's crazy. Yeah. Anyway, Pro Bowl action this weekend on ESPN The Ocho.
ESPN 8 The Ocho, right after Dodgeball.
Yeah. More pro football, real quick. If the NFL, XFL, USFL, and college football aren't enough for your pigskin fix, ladies and gentlemen, we've got good news for you. Arena Football League announced that it's out of bankruptcy and will resume play in the 2024 season. It will feature 16 teams. 16 teams, a 10-game regular season schedule. It's all during the summer. Attorney Lee Hutton has been tapped as commissioner, which will make him the first black commissioner to lead a U.S. professional sports league. The AFL last played in 2019.
Okay, so now this is different, right, than the one that Dwayne Johnson owns, correct?
I'm getting all confused now. Yes, you're right. So that's the XFL. This is arena football.
Yeah.
So this is like the short field. It's got the sides, you know, the padded sides, fast pace. Is it a 50-yard field? Is that what it was?
I think so. Or no, longer.
Was it
75
or something?
Like 75 or something like that. Yeah.
This is a fun league to watch. There's a couple times, though, you're like, man, they need to extend those sides a little bit.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, off the sideline. It's kind of combining hockey and football at times.
Yeah.
It's smashed up against the.
Yeah, there were some hits, you know. It almost like looked like some guy got a DDT and was like, whoa, hold on. I don't think that's a legal hit.
Yeah. Do you think they purposely made the walls waist high?
They had to. That had to be on purpose designed because – they knew, like, the optimal place to get guys just hucked over walls. Because they could have made it bigger, or I guess maybe lower. Maybe that was the safest option.
Yeah. How can we involve a trampoline in this game, you know? Right in front of the goalpost.
Right there.
Kicking a field goal, you get a guy who gets to jump on the trampoline and try to block the ball.
Try and block it. Or you can have your own player grab it and dunk it in. You could do that, too. If it looks like it's going to miss, you can get the rebound.
What was that basketball league called?
Oh,
The trampoline league.
Yeah, this is another one of those things. When trampolines were all the rage.
Slam ball or something?
Something like that.
Classic.
That just seemed like twisted ACLs constantly.
Nobody died during that. What, they have like two seasons before they're like, all right.
This is horrible.
Every time somebody goes up for a basket, everybody's clenching their teeth like, oh, God.
Some guy just takes too big of a jump near the basket, slams into the backboard, just a red wet spot on the backboard. Now you got to clean off.
You know, surprised it didn't happen. Anyway. There you go. If you're into the Arena Football League, boom.
Got it.
It's coming back 2024.
I like it.
Coming up next hour, real quick in sports, pro wrestling news. And not that real wrestling crap. We're talking about WWE.
Talking about the good stuff.
The good stuff.
I like it.
Has to do with
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, yeah. Macho Man, the cream of the crop. Yeah.
The cream.
The cream always rises. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, little anticipation there for next hour.
I like it. All right. Well, that's going to do it for now. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock. Yeah, dude.
Well, good morning. Welcome to it. The Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter. Should I stand? Should I be one of those DJs that stands?
You know what's funny? You're standing, I'm sitting, and I'm still almost... That laugh.
I love that laugh. Yes, I realize it, Hunter. You're a big, tall, manly man.
You need to stand up in the stream,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. I'm actually standing on a stool right now, believe it or not.
What are you mixing up there? Now
this
what
is my my morning drink is what I got here. So.
Your morning drink. What is your morning drink? Oh, you can't say because it's got alcohol in
it,
doesn't it?
That much vodka right there. I know. It's just
real quick on the stream. If you were to pour a drink for yourself in that glass with ice in it, okay, mind you, there's ice in there.
Yeah.
Show us how much you put. Damn, really?
What do you think about?
It's half.
Without the ice, it's probably like down to there.
You're right, though. You're right.
So yeah, I mean, it's still more than I should pour in there, but you know,
I'm right there with you. Mm-hmm. I'm not here to drink 10 mixed drinks.
Yeah, I don't want to drink.
Just get it in two drinks.
I don't want to drink a gallon of soda just to have a buzz.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, how about this? When you pour it, though, and there's people around, do you kind of like shoulder around it so they can't see?
Don't see how many.
I don't have a problem.
You're fine. mind your business, Grandma.
We can hear the glugging of the bottle just because you're covering it.
I take that stopper out of the big one. Yeah, because it slows it down.
Why? Because the stopper always spits.
Yeah.
It always has that little spit that goes over the cup. Always spills.
You know who doesn't spit?
Oh, geez, come on, man.
Hey, that's for calling me short, you dick. But no, this is just energy. It's those mixing packets, and it's got caffeine
and vodka.
Great value brand strawberry, wild strawberry.
Bottom shelf vodka.
And some dark eyes vodka. That's what it is. That's what it is.
It's got some Russian label on it.
That's right. You know what, Hunter? I never hit go live. No wonder no one was watching.
Oh, my God.
I thought I hit go live. I didn't hit
Unbelievable. Go
live. We've just been lollygagging, talking to ourselves on here. Telling everyone, hey, join us on YouTube and Twitch.
Where?
You're not on there. Come on. Okay, so now, everyone, if you go to the Plan B Morning Show page on YouTube.
Oh, my God. What a fail.
And twitch.tv/rock_107_WIRX.
We just did 30 minutes of streaming for nothing.
Man, we were cracking each other up. We had a lot of fun here. We were talking about what I looked like. No one knows what's going on. God almighty. Anyway. See, that's the problem with the microphone. Why I don't want to switch the microphone. I can barely handle hitting the go live button.
You got too many buttons over there, man.
Too many buttons. I need
Maybe
like
just
three.
Hit the one that says sports. How
All
about
right,
that
let's
one?
Do that.
Hit it. It's right. It says sports. Boom. Hit it.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
So brutal. You're making it brutal.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing getting you stocked up with delicious Bud Light, tall, cool Budweiser. So when you're getting ready for the big game, whether you're pre-gaming or tailgating or whatever, watching it at home, they got you, man. Bud Distributing.
Yep. Real quick update. This will be my Friday updates because I'm playing pickleball on Thursdays. Still suck. Definitely the worst. Everybody's way better.
He's a pickleball wizard. It has to be a trick.
Got angry a little bit last night, but that's good. That means you're into it and you're into the game. You know, so yeah, I'm going back. I'm going to try it again. We'll see how it goes. So there you go. Pickleball. It's a weird sport. It's fun. It is fun.
You're never going to make it as a pro.
I know I'm not, but I got to have something to do. Hey, you remember we were talking about, you know, taking naps and the wife you know, being like, you need to go do something?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
You picked pickleball.
What, get me out of the house. I got nothing else. It's either that or like bingo night, you know?
I could learn another language, maybe do some reading. I don't know.
I guess you're right. Yeah, it could be more productive.
No, you picked but pickleball no. as your. As
I want to be a pickleball time. Wizard. There you go.
He's a pickleball wizard.
Moving on from pickleball. Pro football. If the NFL, XFL, USFL, and college football aren't enough for your pigskin fix, ladies and gentlemen, we've got good news for you. Here we go. The Arena Football League announced that it's out of bankruptcy. They paid the dues.
To be honest, I didn't even know they were in bankruptcy or a thing.
I just thought nobody watched it and it was gone.
It's gone. It's just out of here, man.
It'll resume play in 2024. That's right. It'll feature 16 teams, 10-game regular season schedule. It's all during the summer. And here we go. The Arena Football League is back.
So, and again, we established this last hour, but that is different than the XFL. So you have arena football and you have the XFL that are...
So XFL is like real, it's like the real size, full-size field. It's full, what is the XFL? It's just different rules, right?
It's just different rules, right? Like it's still normal football, but they've adjusted some things and actually adjusted them for better.
Right. Yeah. And the arena is just straight up arena league.
Yeah.
You're in a complex. They have walls that you can
slam people into.
God.
Flip a guy over. Yeah.
You know, it almost feels like arena league should be XFL.
And I think it was kind of combined, wasn't it?
I don't think so.
No, because arena was actually, I mean, Kurt Warner, that's how he made it to the pros, man. He was hucking it over at, over in arena football. Barn football is what they called it.
I think people are going to get those two leagues confused. Arena football and the XFL. And then you have the USFL.
Oh, that's right. One Canadian league, too.
Canadian league.
It's too much.
Semi-pro league. That's
where Brady's going. He's going to the Canadian league. I think so.
He should go to arena.
Arena. Oh, that'd be great.
No, it wouldn't be great. He'd be pressed up against the wall one time and die.
Just shatters him. Old man Brady's dead.
Right.
Oh, no.
Anyway, hey, more football over the summer.
Yeah, that's true. Gives you something to do. So.
You know, it's always exciting to talk about, but let's be honest, you never watch a game.
Yeah, it's hard for me, kind of like our hockey discussion the other day. You know, it's like I want to like it. I want to watch it, but I feel like I'm at this point in my life where I don't have the time or the energy to commit to getting into a new league. You know what
I mean? Exactly. And on top of this, think about this. You know, Sundays – there's going to be three NFL games you can watch.
Yep.
It's going to be everybody's playing on Sunday in the NFL. It's just, it's like that day has been established that this is what happens. And when's the next XFL game, Brock?
I don't know.
When's the next USFL game? When's the next arena football game? You know, you don't know. That's the advantage the NFL has.
Yeah.
Is they've established that, hey, you know what? You're going to go to church on Sundays.
Yeah.
And you're going to come home and you're going to turn on that TV and you're going to watch NFL.
Yep.
All day long. Every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
You know? So, there you go. That's your explanation. I'm a professor.
Thanks, professor.
Yeah, it's a 101 there. Moving on, real quick. I have to talk about this. Pro wrestling. The Macho Man Randy Savage. But bad news out of the world of professional wrestling. Why is my mouse not working?
Is it out of batteries?
Oh, there it is. Here we go. Some bad news out of the world of professional wrestling. Lanny Poffo, I think that's how you say his name. He's the younger brother of the late Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah, Macho Man, yeah.
Yeah. He's died at the age of 68.
Oh.
68, though.
That's young, man.
Yeah, that is young.
Yeah. Macho Man wasn't that old either when he died.
At the peak of his powers.
Oh, yeah.
Poffo joined the World Wrestling Federation in 1985. That was his problem. Where he was known as Leaping Lanny Poffo and the Genius, also. He did battle with guys like Andre the Giant, Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan. That's what he said.
It's no H. It's just
no
U-L-K.
Hulk Hogan, yeah. Hulk.
And the Ultimate Warrior. Poffo was a bit of a renaissance man as well. He wrote several books, and he was known for writing poems.
Oh.
Well,
had a softer side, huh?
Yeah. It's kind of sad. I wonder if he looked like Macho Man.
Well, they're brothers. No one looks like. What's it, how do you spell his name again?
Lanny, L-A-N-N-Y, Poffo, P-O-F-F-O.
Let's see. No, not really. I mean, no. Some similarities, but no, they were brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The younger brother of the late Macho Man. It says.
Yeah. No, I mean, as you can see, some similarities, but not a lot. Mm-hmm. But he had a killer mustache, tell you that much.
Well, that's
nice.
Could have guessed that, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Macho Man's younger brother.
Yeah. Rest in peace, man, to Lanny. So, hey, y'all, hey, you know what? Could talk about football over the weekend, but it's only Pro Bowl. So.
Yeah, it's Pro Bowl. They're doing goofy stuff.
What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, nothing. Next week will be more fun. Well, the speculation will begin on who's doing what they got going on. I think we can wait on that. It's probably good. We got your pickleball in, so I think we covered all the sports we need to cover.
Wrap it up.
Yeah, all right. Well, good enough for now. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.